So here's a thought for you website owners. Do you repurpose the content that you have? The thing with most websites is that you can spend a long time producing a piece of content, you know, crafting the words and all the rest of it, and you put it on your website and that's it. Maybe people see it, maybe people don't. Who knows? This is especially true with blog posts and things like that. That after a while, your blog posts get pushed down and disappear out of sight, and that content's gone and forgotten, really. And that seems to me to be an awful waste. And that actually there should be ways of reusing and repurposing content so that you can reach a bigger audience with them and you can get better value out of the time that you invested in them. And this is a principle that I use quite a lot. So, for example, I might take this audio boo that I'm recording right now and I might flesh it out into a blog post that in turn might go into my next book. Or go into a presentation that I'm giving, or maybe make it onto the podcast that then is broken down into one of the new bite-sized podcasts that I'm doing, and so on and so on. So you can actually reach a much bigger audience with the same piece of content and get real value out of it. Think about your own website. Think about opportunities you've got of reusing some of the content on your website. Maybe one of the pages on your website might make a great video. You know, an interview with somebody, maybe. Maybe you've got a video that actually could do with transcribing and turning into a blog post. Maybe you've got a blog post that would be great if you took that blog post and syndicated it out and published it on somebody else's website. There are lots of opportunities to reuse the same content again and again, so make sure you don't miss them.